welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this beautiful September 23rd day, 2018, as we look at patience and what it means to be patient. What is patience? It's a very necessary quality in our inner work, in our inner development, and I'm so grateful I have the chance to talk about it a little bit here with you on this beautiful day. I want to remind you that it is only through your tax-deductible gifts that we are able to sustain and maintain this program and our TV programs as well. It is through your gifts, your donations, that we're able to pay for everything that we have to pay for with radio and TV. And I hope that you will make a contribution. We're at our year-end fundraising drive. We've just started, and we need your help. We need people to become sponsors. Our mystery donor, who is being very generous this year, more than any other year I have known, he is matching your donation. So if you become a sponsor, and let's say you give $25 a month, he will match that and make it $50. And that really helps us with airtime and everything else that we have to do to make Aspire possible. It really is important. So I hope you will become a sponsor. I hope you will give consideration at least to making a year-end donation. Some people are doing it monthly. They make a little year-end donation each and every month, and that really helps, and he will match that as well. So all of these ways of doing it are very kind, and they count. You are helping not only others but yourself. You are helping the world. It's very, very important. So please be kind, be generous, and let love live you and become a sponsor. Very, very important. What is patience? Are you patient with me? Are you patient with your life? The capacity to accept or tolerate trouble or suffering without getting angry or upset, according to Wikipedia, the dictionary. And that's what it is, patience. I don't look at it quite like that. I know that's the pedestrian mentality there, looking at it from that point of view, but I really don't look at patience that way. For me, patience is the interest to see how everything unfolds, and for me to realize that everything is doing exactly what it needs to do in the way it needs to do it. So I am looking at patience from the point of view that everything's in an order that is absolutely perfect for my life. It's in the order of my karma. It's in the order of the worldly karma. It's in the order of everything. It is interesting for me to watch and see how it works out. And so rather than jumping to a conclusion, I like to watch it and see if I can become aware through my patience. And I get questions about this. I have three wonderful questions that I have saved for weeks. And eventually, when you send in a question, I categorize it in subject matter. And then what I usually do is wait to see if I get any other questions that are similar and then build a program underneath that. So here we go. The first question comes from Keith. He does not tell me where he lives. To me, Greg, patience is not a virtue. And he goes into some gnarly things that happened to him in his life. I do not take anyone's crap. So, am I correct to stand up for myself and not be, as you put it, patient, Keith? Keith, I don't know the particulars of your situation. I really don't. So I can't get into whether or not you're being patient. I can't say to you you're not being patient or you are being patient. I just can't do that. So it's very important for me to say to you in this way that whatever it is you are going through, if you are willing in patience to wait and see how things turn out. And when you say you don't take other people's crap, I don't quite understand what that would mean for someone like you. I don't understand what the crap is, as you would put it. I take a lot of guff from people all the time. I take their suspicions and their nasty little comments. You know, for every email I get that sounds intelligent, there's always those that probably are double that, which are not kind and not intelligent. So I don't sit and make hay out of this and make a problem out of it. And that's the key. So let me say this to you. And I'm going to be, Keith, I'm going to be very, very forthright and blunt with you. Most of us do not know who we are, and we don't know how we come off, and we don't know the manner of our own ego, hubris. We don't understand how we appear to other people. And because we live in such a closed-minded manner, and because we have such little awareness, we are always looking to shall we say, impress another person or to show that other person where they stand in the pecking order of our own life. So we try to be friendly maybe at times. We try to be cordial maybe at times. But we're always taking the guff from other people in a way in which oftentimes it hurts our human heart. So the object is to figure out, is a person a friend or a foe, okay? And then to find out on the scale of friend to foe, where they stand and treat them, you know, thusly as that. So if we find them 50% friend, 50% foe, then we would probably not take as much guff from them. But if that scale goes up a little higher and we realize that they're more friend than foe, we don't think they are giving us guff. And even if they do, we joke around about it and we don't make it an issue. If we don't like somebody and we actually feel like they're opposing us, then we think in terms of they're our enemy and we draw a line there, and then we start to get ballistic, as it were, and go off on tangents and stories about them that we know not really is whether it is the truth or not. When you understand another person's reaction to yourself and the possible reasons for it, you have come into a very powerful situation in your life. Now, try to listen to me and understand. It is very important to understand the nature of yourself upon the face of your own life and what that actually means to you. People will say and do things that are not in accord with our hubris. And they will say and do things that are not kind, according to us, not supportive. That's what people will say to me, that this person isn't supportive. So then we make an enemy out of people. When you are impatient with people, you are being impatient with yourself, because everyone is drawn to thee and me out of the context of our karma. And there is no one who is before me who is not within me. So when I lose my patience with you and I get angry at you and I don't want to take any more of your guff, well, I am making a very, very interesting posture change within me. And that change is usually where I become defensive and I will start living for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And in other words, I'll come to the level where I will fight you and I will become ugly. And the uglier I get, the more self-righteous I become. The more self-righteous I become, the more difficult is my life. Because in that self-righteousness, I'm an abandoning the whole effort of inner awakening. Keith, the whole object of this lifetime is to awaken spiritually. It is not to get what we want, set people on a course where they know who's boss and all of that other stuff that we like to do. We are here to awaken. When people are impatient with me, I apologize, and I start to try to understand the mechanism of Gregory and why he is being so sluggish or slow or why he can't get it. And when I realize that I am being impatient, I am asking myself, what is my agenda? What am I trying to get over to this person, or what am I trying to do? And maybe I'm not doing it very well. Like maybe this discourse for you, this little thing I'm trying to do here on the radio. If you were here, you might be saying to me, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. You might be saying to me, oh, I think that's a bunch of baloney, but what about this and what about that? I get this all the time with students, and I have to answer their question a dozen different ways to get them to realize just the one way in which I'm trying to answer their question and help them see something. My patience with other people's confusion or their guff, as you, well, you know, their crap, like you say, is to try to help them understand what that is. And if I can help them, I help them. Keith, the one thing in me that is more important than anything is to help people. I put that above everything. Because in serving humankind in this way, in being patient, I not only serve them, but I serve others and myself. And I learn how to have patience with me. Your little email here is about how impatient you are with yourself and with the circumstances and the conditions of your worldly life. So you're looking at things like, this isn't going my way. This isn't happening the way I want it to. And so I'm not going to take this, as you put it, crap from other people. I'm going to assert myself. I'm going to correct them. I'm going to show them who's boss. And because we have these kinds of attitudes about ourselves as well as others, never questioning, maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I'm not talking in the same language. Maybe I'm not helping you. In not doing any of that, I lose my momentum in my heart for love. My spiritual heart, not my human heart. And so there's where the rub is, and there's where the difficulty is. Keith, I can't say anything to you that would change you. I really can't. I can't say just be patient, be kind. But I can say this. Just wait. Watch. What is it about me that makes all this possible? Keep asking yourself that question. What is it in me that makes all this possible? Just keep saying it to yourself over and over, and watching without criticism, without hatred, without self-hatred. Just watch. Then you will see, oh. And if you get those three O's, you're doing really well in your life. I mean, really well. Oh, Keith, I know this is difficult. I hope you will forgive me. Namaste. It's very, very hard for people to understand. Next one comes from Kyle. Does not tell me where he lives or she lives. I think it's a guy. I have no patience with others. Why? I make excuses for myself, but I will not for others. Kyle. Oh, the beam in our own eye, huh, Kyle? We're looking at the speck in someone else. Criticizing other people is such an easy thing to do. I mean, the way I look at it is, there isn't anything I could say about you that wouldn't be true about me. That's just the doggone truth. And whether Greg likes to hear that or not is really not important. Greg only is what a Greg is. And he will do the things he wants to do, and they're no different than you doing what you want to do or anyone else. So, the question is, do I transcend this or do I succumb to this? Do I transcend my emotions, my emotionality? Do I transcend my thoughts by living in silence? In living in the patience of silence, living in simplicity, living in the solitude, living in the silence. Am I willing to do those three things as a way to formulate insight? Kyle, there is nothing more important in our life. There is nothing of a greater value or treasure that a person can gain than that of patience with everything. If you are patient, you begin to see that thinking is not enough, that awareness is everything. If you gain awareness, you will not be assuming. And when I am assuming, and I assume I know this, I assume I know that, I assume this, I assume over there, when I start making my assumptions as I do, and then turning them into self-righteousness, I create within myself a terrible, terrible thing. I create panic inside me. I create distrust and suspicion, and I become hurtful, not only to myself, but others as well. You have to see the bigger picture, and this is the stuff that most people refuse to see. They will not see the bigger picture. They refuse to understand the bigger picture. So they live in accordance, not with the heart, not with love, but they live in the accord of disaccord. They start to ramble on in their life, looking at life from the point of view that it is separate from themselves, and it's not. Why do you not have patience with others? Would you have patience with your own child? How far does your patience go? I mean, people threaten each other with that. You know, don't do that or don't keep doing that. My patience with you is dwindling, whatever they want to say. The more you and I live in that kind of distinction of not having enough patience to be kind enough to another person, than we are, really, that is a very painful experience. That really does us in and limits what it is that we can do, not only for another person, but limits what we can do to serve humankind in any way, shape, or form. And we need to help each other, and we need to be patient with each other. When we are patient, see the landscape of other people and what we can do for them. I do counseling every day, 7 days a week. And I can tell you that when I am in a session, if I were to jump to conclusions about the way people are, how people think, what I think is going to happen, I would not be able to help them. And more importantly, even in all of that, I wouldn't understand myself. I really wouldn't understand what I am going through. So, in order to be a good counselor, a good teacher, as it were, as I am in the spiritual practice, I have to listen. Listen to become aware. First to understand, then to become aware. First you understand where another person's premise is, what they're struggling with within themselves, what they're up against within themselves. Not looking at it from the point of view of what they're doing wrong. but to see what they're up against within themselves. What are they fighting? Everyone is fighting and resisting life within themselves. They don't want to see what they're doing. They don't want to realize what they're doing. They don't want to see their bigger picture. And above all, they don't want to be criticized. Any kind of help you might give them might look like criticism to them. So that is all they can do. That is what they do. Then if you can put yourself in their place and realize what they might be going through, then something of mercy enters into you. And if you're patient, you will see mercy is the most blessed and most important experience of a person's lifetime. It is extremely important to have mercy upon someone, even though they might be doing things that you wish they weren't, or you know they're lying to you, which most of my students do. You just understand what they can and what they can't do. That which is, that which ain't. Start to understand that, and you're really helping people. Then you can be honest with them and maybe serve them better. Whoever's before you, Kyle, is within you. And remember, you have to take the attitude, what can I do for you? First you, then me. What can I do for you? I hope that helps, Kyle. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Joel in San Francisco. I am stupid. I can't help it. I just am. People are not patient with me. It takes time for things to sink into me. How do I tell this to another person? Kyle, at the end of everything I do, if you notice, I ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me. So I'm not so bright on the uptake, maybe. Be patient with yourself and the things that are unresolved in your heart. This is an emotional thing you've got going on, and it hurts you, evidently. You must have something very painful within you that is not resolved. And if that is the case, which I believe it probably is, then that precedes you listening to another person and being able to retain the information or whatever it is that they're trying to explain to you. Be patient with yourself. Be kind. Start to watch and see what emotions you are dealing with in a way that is a constant in your life. Just watch and observe. And if it's because you're afraid that people won't like you, then you have to understand. It's okay for people not to like you. It just is okay. You've got to make that all right. How do you do that? You have to see the emotions that preclude this whole thing. And I am sure it has something to do with your childhood, something that went on in your childhood life, something that was very difficult. And if you can get to that, if you can understand that and really get into it, then you will find that your misunderstandings or your nervousness about understanding what other people are trying to tell you will lift, and you'll be able to, so to speak, open up more. Being open with people and saying to them, look, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't understand. Could you explain it another way? And then being patient enough to really listen to them without becoming nervous or self-conscious will help you immensely. I wish I could spend more time with you here, but I can't. I got to go. Thank you for your beautiful question, though. And if you need more help, just give me a call. You have my number. Please forgive me, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening. Namaste.